I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roman Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out. AllAussieRadio.com.au.
Now syndicated too.
Backwater Country, 87.6 FM.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
At 9 PM.
All interviews are live.
And on location.
And may vary in audio quality from segment to segment.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, we are all over the place in this program.
Yes, we are.
We kick off at
Burren Junction.
Burren Junction. Yes. New South Wales.
Yes, we
the
do.
The Ball Bars. And yes. Where do we end up?
We end up in Thargaminda in Western Queensland.
Thargaminda in Western Queensland. So we're all over the shop. Who's our first guest, Lynn?
Rudy and Ed Weiner.
And we met them at the Burren Junction Ball Bars.
Yes.
Now, they are a lovely couple.
Mm-hmm.
They've been married for 50 years, hardly ever had a crossword.
Mm-hmm.
Even when reverse parking the caravan.
Wow.
Rudy's got a trick to that one.
Right, okay.
And they're heading to WA to relive some memories from when they were there back in 2011.
Lovely.
I said, you better make sure you take your checkbook because things would have changed price-wise in WA, that's for sure. Now, apart from this lovely couple at Burren Junction, the Ball Bars, what about the Ball Bars? How sensational are they?
Oh, they are.
The
beautiful.
Campground?
About 43 degrees.
43 degrees constantly.
Yes.
They've got hot showers there, which is the ball water. You can't control it,
no.
But it's the perfect temperature.
Yep.
They've got toilets.
Yep.
And they've got this sensational campground there.
Yes, they have.
And it's all pretty good to camp there.
Yep,
unless, of course, you get a bit of rain.
Yes.
And then it can get a bit muddy.
Yep.
But other than that, it's like $7 a night, isn't it?
Yes. No, it's good. Good value.
Fantastic. Great value. $7 a night. And you can use the ball bars all day. Our next guests are
Barbara, and we met her at Bollen.
Now, Barbara is in charge of the Heritage Museum.
Yes, that's correct.
And if you want to know anything about Bollen, folks, she's the lady you need to speak to.
Yep.
Now, apart from the Heritage Museum, they've also got this sensational
campground. Yep, Wollum Creek Campground. It's a 10-minute walk into town, or it's just a kilometre and a half, I think.
It's easy 10 minutes.
Yep.
I mean, and that is a very, very steady walk. It's
yep.
It's not like you're trudging up hills.
No.
And it's a great place to visit. The campground itself has got what's it got? It's got toilets.
Yes.
It's got potable water
yes.
to top your vans up.
And there's free showers in town.
In town. And they also have wood there for sale via the honesty box.
Yes, they do.
Well worth stopping in.
Yep.
Next one after that, we're in Thargaminda.
We are, and we're chatting to Gerda at the Information Centre.
Very interesting lady. Told us all about things to see and do in Thargaminda, and also filled us in on the Shira Shindig.
Yes, she did.
Which was the reason why we were there. And our final two guests.
Emma Hammonds and Imran Sullivan.
Now, they're both Shearers.
Yes, they are.
And they both won the Quick Shear competition.
How exciting for them.
Oh, how exciting.
It was exciting to watch.
Look, I think it was like 28 seconds or something.
Yes.
To
I know, shear a sheep.
To shear a sheep. $10,000 Imran won.
Yes.
And his partner won, she won the female heats.
Yeah.
Yes, and the quick shear grand final, she won that. And her dad, he won the Masters.
Yeah.
So they took out the whole lot, $30,000 in prize money. Sensational.
What a good weekend that was
for
them.
What a fabulous weekend. Now, apart from these fabulous discussions, Lynn, we've also got a great selection of music
as requested by the people we interview.
So, Lynn, what do you think?
On with the show.
Galleries of pink glass, crystal nights with diamond stars, apricots preserved in jars. That's my home. Land of oceans in the sun, purple hazes, river gum. Breaks your heart when rain won't come. It breaks your heart. It takes a harsh and cruel drought to sort the weaker saplings out. It makes room for stronger trees. Maybe that's what life's about. Winter's come, the hills are brown. Shops are closed, the blinds are down. Everybody's leaving town. They can't go on. The south wind through veranda gores winds and bangs the homestead doors. A mother curses dusty floors and feels alone. Trucks and bulk bins filled with rust. Boy leaves home to make a crust. A father's dreams reduced to dust. But he must go on. Tortured red gums aren't a shame. Sunburned country wisely named. Chisel ploughed and wire claimed. But never, never, never tamed. Swirls a paper high. Same old news of further dry. Of broken clouds just passing by. That's my home. Land of oceans in the sun. Purple hazes, river gum. Breaks your heart when rain won't come. It breaks your heart.
Good afternoon, listeners. Phil C here. This is allaussieradio.com.au and the show is called Roaming Oz, and I am at Burren Junction Bull Baths and I am chatting with Rudy and Edwina. How are you both today?
Very good, thank you.
Excellent. Phil. Thank you, Phil.
Mate, thank you for taking the time, Rudy. Thank you so much for taking the time. It's a pleasure to meet you. And you, Edwina.
Thank you.
Now, I want to ask you a couple of things. You've been travelling on and off for about 17 years. Is that right, Rudy?
That is correct, yes. Okay. Yes, yeah.
And you're on a trip now, and you've been on the road now for about 2 weeks. Is that right, Edwina?
Yes, it is. And thoroughly enjoying it.
So where are you heading to?
Well, Western Australia,
Western Australia eventually, and you've got no real time frame.
No.
So I wanted to ask you, because I've detected a little bit of an accent here between both of you. Where did you actually meet? Rudy, would you like to tell us where you met this lovely lady?
I originally came from Switzerland.
Yes.
And we met in Western Australia, in Perth.
In Perth.
Yes.
So
came from Ireland.
You came from Ireland?
50 years ago.
Now, okay. Now, where did you meet him, Edwina, in WA?
Well, I was looking for a job and in advertising, and I went into a place called Swan Lake Pavlova.
Okay.
And got myself a job there.
You got yourself a job? Mm-hmm. As a pastry cook or?
Well, a chameleon.
So what were you doing? She got a job there. You were working there, Rudy?
Yeah, I was making pavlova.
You were making pavlova?
Yes.
So you took one look at him and said, I'll have a slice of him on a plate.
Something like that.
And now, all these years later, you're happily married?
Yes, we are.
And you're travelling around together in a caravan?
That's right, yes.
And never a cross word, would that be fair to say, Rudy? Or
I wouldn't say that. No.
Except maybe when you're trying to reverse it. How is he reversing the caravan,
Well, I'll just leave that all to him. I just walk away and he can do it all on his own.
So you're not the sort of lady who waves her hands frantically in the air and...
No, I gave that up a long time ago.
Not anymore.
Which is why you've had no crosswords. So what's the secret, do you think, to reversing, Rudy?
Just do it yourself. Just leave the wife out of it. Yes. Yeah.
So you leave the wife in the office paying for the site, and by the time she gets back...
It's all done. Yes,
and he's even got the billy on.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes. Yes. So tell us some of the places you've been. 17 years travelling on and off. Tell us a little bit about some of your experiences, Rudy. What would be probably the most challenging trip you think you've done in this time?
The most challenging trip we've done in our time was to go across the Plenty Highway. We've done a lot of outback travelling with the caravan we had, and... the Unedeta, Strzelecki, but the Plenty Highway was definitely the worst we ever came across.
So what happened? What made it the worst?
Well, when we pulled up after many hours of travelling, the fridge was out, the microwave had disconnected itself, the light fittings had fallen down, and we had a huge mess on the floor.
And what was that just the condition of the road was so bad...
Road conditions were shocking, yes.
So what were you driving? Were you driving, you've got a caravan here, were you driving caravan, motorhome?
Or? No, a caravan. We had a Paramount caravan and a 200 series Land Cruiser. And things just fell apart, that's it.
Yes. Yeah. So needless to say, what did you do with it after that? Did you sort of move it on or did you repair it or what happened?
No, it was all fixed up, tidied up the mess. Rudy did some running repairs and we were all good to go.
So, Rudy, you're a bit of a handyman. You can do your own repairs?
I can do some of the repairs, yes. And actually, I do like it with our new caravan. It's not in warranty anymore.
Right.
So I like it. I can fix things myself without being told to go to the dealer.
Okay.
You know, and then it's fixed properly.
so he must be a handyman then. So as soon as it's out of warranty, you take care of your own repairs and do your own modifications and so on and so forth.
Yes.
So what did you do before? Were you a mechanic or...?
No, I'm a pastry chef by trade.
A pastry chef?
Yes.
Which is how you met. So he made you a special pavlova, you instantly fell in love.
Yeah.
And some years later, you're still together. Now, what about you, Edwina? What would you say? Now, the Plenty Highway, what about you? What's probably one of the most enjoyable trips that you've had together?
Well, after we went over to Western Australia, which we are going again, 12 years ago, and we found a lovely little place out of Denmark. It was the most gorgeous beach and a lovely setting and a really, really nice... Well, it wasn't a park. It was just a sort of a place to stay. And we went in and asked to stay, and that was fine. And said, we'll have two nights and pencil us in for another couple of nights. And that was fine. $7.50. You couldn't go past that.
$7.50.
I know. No power, but we had waters and bathrooms. So that's all you need. And we stayed there for the four nights. And then it was coming up to Christmas. And we thought, oh, goodness. We can't go past this. How long can we stay, we asked. 21 days. Oh, we're in. We paid for 21. So what you did. And we stayed there for the 21 days. Mind you, it was crowded.
So it got very busy.
Very busy. And we had tents all around our caravan and there was people everywhere. But it was just lovely. The beach was gorgeous. And the weather was nice. The whole... Oh, you couldn't go past it.
And $7 a night.
$7.
How long ago was that, Edwin?
2011.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not that long ago, really. Ten years ago.
No. It was good. Lovely alternate people there, a few pot smokers and that, but very, very nice. That there was no ego in the place and people shared food and everything and shared their kids to go to the beach. It was just lovely.
Fantastic. Yes. So do you think you might, because you're going to WA again on this trip, you said, do you think you might have the time to visit that, revisit and see what it's like?
Well, we will need to see new places because it's a huge state.
It is.
But it will be one thing on our list to go back and check it out, yes. I'd be ashamed. Sometimes it's a shame to go back to places where you've been and they're not the same,
yes.
But we still will have to give it a once-over.
I was going to say, because you've got such fond memories, I can tell by the way you're telling us about it, and it might be disappointing. You could go back, and it could be $70 a night now. WA is an expensive state, isn't it?
So I've heard, yes. No, well, of course, it's going to be our experience to find out what it's like. We've got a few places that we'd like to go. I'd like to go to the Wave Rock, and then a few inland places that we haven't seen. And last time we were there, we did some gold detecting without any luck.
Without any success?
No.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to give it another try, gold panning? Or
no,
you don't think so?
It's for the birds.
What about opal mining? I mean, have you been to any of the opal towns?
We have. We've been there, done that. Yes. And got a few
and
nice
gold, friends. And golf across the Nullarbor, of course.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Golf. You're a golfer, Rudy?
Sort of.
A golfer of sorts.
A happy hacker.
All the length of the Nullarbor Plain.
We do that again, yes.
Okay.
That's good fun.
Fantastic.
You meet up with the same people in most places, you know, and it slows you down. Yes. No, it's good.
So you're looking forward to this part of the trip.
Yeah.
Now, you're from Queensland and you're going to WA. It's like you've just gone across the entire length of Australia. Now, you're a driver, are you, Edwina?
I do if I have to, but more giving instructions.
More giving instructions.
Yes, and directions, hopefully, correct.
So, Rudy, this is a big drive for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
How much driving do you do each day?
Oh, some days we do 100 kilometres, some days we do 400 kilometres. Whatever comes,
okay.
Yes, there's no set plan. I would never do much more than, say, 300 or 400 kilometres because there's no need for
there's
it.
There's no need because you've got no time frame.
No.
This is fabulous life. How long have you been doing this? Because you've obviously both retired, so and in the 17 years, have you been retired? You wouldn't have been retired for 17 years, surely.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, we had a business which was quite successful and our son was going to buy it from us. So for 10 years, he paid us to stay away. It was great. The 10 years up now, but so we're not being paid anymore, but we were paid for 10 years while he was buying the business.
So you've got a lot more travelling to do.
Oh, yeah.
So how much of Australia have you seen, Rudy?
Look, you name a place and I will probably say we've been there.
You've been there.
Or near it.
Near it, yes. Just about everywhere. You know, we've done, like I say, Gibb River Road, we've done the Tanami, with Cape York, the Snowy Mountains. We've done a lot in the last, yes. Yeah.
Australia is probably the best country in the world. Now, I'm not saying Ireland's not a lovely place and Switzerland, but, I mean, Australia's got everything to see, hasn't it, really?
There's no need to leave the country at all. You've got all the beaches, country. Yes, inland.
We like the outback. I like the outback the best.
The privacy, the serenity. And
yes. When we travel, people always ask, what do you like? And what I really like is you come through towns and then you got a fence on both sides.
Uh-huh.
And then you keep traveling and then you got a fence on one side of the road. And then you keep travelling further west and you've got no fences on either side of the road.
Okay.
That's when I really like it.
So you can just pull off somewhere.
Anywhere.
And
yes.
Just make it home for a day or two.
Absolutely. We've had some lovely camps. Absolutely gorgeous. Totally on our own.
And you have no fear of being out there completely isolated by yourself?
We stayed at Wolf Creek all on our own.
Really?
Yes. We went in, we threw the gate, and we had a huge storm that night. Massive storm. You could see it coming all around. And we were in a camper trailer at the time. And who said, why would you stay there on your own?
Was it your idea to stay at Wolf Creek, Edwina or Rudy,
We just had to see it.
You had to see it.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with it.
No. There's no murderers out there.
No. Well, we didn't meet them.
So have you got any further trips planned for the rest of the year once you get home? Because when are you due home?
Oh, October, November. No, really no huge time frame. If we're home, we're home. That's it.
Fabulous.
Yeah, we've got a house sitter, so that's great.
And you're going to continue doing it for as long as you can continue to do it?
Just bought the new car, and the last car lasted me for 14 years.
So we bought the new Land Cruiser now, and if it does me for another 10 years, we keep going for 10 more years.
Fair enough. So you're happy to tow the caravan? You're not thinking maybe a motorhome at some point?
No way. Still happy to
tow the caravan?
No, go the caravan any day. I would not go with the motorhome.
So can I ask how old you are, Rudy? Just, I'm not trying to be rude, but...
Old enough to know better.
Old enough to know better. So you don't see yourself thinking, oh, the caravan's getting too much trouble at some point?
No, I'm 74 and I can... Yeah, you never know with health.
Of course.
But if everything goes well, no, we go for another 10 years.
Wow,
yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah. And you, Edwina?
Same,
74. Same. Yeah. So you've got another 10 years?
Oh, yeah, gorgeous.
But mind you, Rudy, she doesn't do any of the driving, so all the stress is on you.
No,
I take a lot of the stress because I do the directions.
Okay.
And as long as he follows them, he's not stressed at all.
So you're the navigator and he's the engine man.
Yeah.
In the words of the great John Williamson. We're going to have to wrap this up now. It's been an absolute delight talking to both of you.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely wonderful.
Good, yes.
So I'm going to play a song for you and it has to be Australian. So do you have a favourite Australian singer or band? Rudy, Edwina?
Chad Morgan.
Chad Morgan?
Yes, Chad Morgan, because we got a property which is not far away from where he grew up, yes.
Did you have the pleasure of meeting him and his family?
We met him many a times, yes.
And did you hear him singing like his songs and creating the howling sounds and disturbing the neighbours' dogs?
Yes.
So what are we going to play for you by Chad, Rudy?
The Sheik of Scrubby Creek.
The Sheik of Scrubby Creek. And that's the one I was talking about. All right. What a fabulous way to end a lovely interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rudy,
Edwina. Keep doing what you're doing for as long as you can do it.
We will.
And we'll be back with more Roman Oz listeners straight after Chad Morgan's The Sheik of Scrubby Creek.
Oh, the Sheilas think I'm handsome, their fathers think I'm mad, their mothers think I'm a villain, but I'm just a lovable lad. I'm loved by the poor and the wealthy, loved by the good and the bad, loved by the fat and the skinny, because I'm a lovable lad. Now I've been chased by fathers with shotguns of all kinds, and you can tell where they have aimed by the marks that's left behind. I don't know why they do it, 'cause I'm not really bad. I just chase their daughters because I'm a lovable lad. It's a dangerous game I'm playing, you've got to be quick to last. When you're at the wrong end of a shotgun, you run quick or cop the full blast. You'll never see me linger where there are sour old tarts, and you can tell where I have been by the trail of broken hearts. So parents do take warning and heed what I say. Keep your daughters out of sight when I come round your way. For they say I'm just like Casanova, I drink, I smoke, I swear. They say I'm the Sheik of Scrubby Creek, but I don't care.
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. And I'm in Bolin and I'm chatting with Barbara. How are you, Barbara?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, my dear. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. You are a local that's been living here most of your life, correct?
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about Bolin.
Bolin like most small towns, rode on the sheep's back.
Okay.
And sadly, the marina sheep is not available like it used to be. So our young ones have moved off on to find work. When I came to Bolin, there was over 450 people here. Now we're lucky to scratch 100.
Wow. So it's a small town.
It's a small town. And but we have a tennis club. We have the Heritage Centre. We have a grocery store. We have a hardware store, a cafe. Petrol station is our biggest downfall, but we do have diesel. And hopefully that may change in a few years. But it's a little lovely little town, good camping area, free. Yeah.
So how long have you been without petrol? Because that's a pretty important commodity when you're travelling. I understand, where's the closest petrol to Bolin? So I just want our listeners to know, if they are travelling through Bolin, where would be the closest town where they could get fuel? Obviously you said you have diesel, but no petrol.
No.
People are still travelling petrol cars.
That's exactly right. St George is probably our biggest town, and it's 120k away.
Okay.
Or Cullamulla, which is 180 away.
Okay.
Durinbandi is about 112, but it's we do get travellers from that way, mm-hmm. but basically it's either Cullamulla or St George.
Okay, which is a fair way away. So people need to know if they are going to travel through Bolin to make sure they've got sufficient fuel to get to one of those other towns.
That's right.
Which I wasn't even aware of myself, so I've learned something today. So there you go, listeners. Make sure that if you are going to travel to Bolin, you do have sufficient fuel to get you to that next town.
That's right.
Now, once they get to Bolin, you mentioned the free camp. That's down there at the Wallam Creek campground.
That's right.
Now, that is a fabulous place. How long's that been running?
Oh, quite a few years now.
Okay.
Yeah, it has toilets down there. It doesn't have showers, but they come up to the shower and toilets here in town. There's a lovely walkway coming up for them. And, yeah, there's not a... I suppose there's not a great lot that you can do here, but we have an annual... camp drafting event, an annual polar cross event, and children seem to be always putting something on at the school. So yeah, we're pretty self-sufficient, unless you wanted to hop in your car. But and we have a doctor. We've got a medical centre here. Doctor comes out normally twice a week, but I think he's at the moment it's once. So we have all those
facilities
available to us, and if you've got to go further afield, we'll, you know, catch a bus or drive.
Mm-hmm. But it's a really nice place to just stop and relax for a few days, isn't it?
Definitely.
Because we've been down at the Wallam Creek camping area there now probably for about 3 days. It's right on the river. It's beautiful. There's ducks roaming around the camping area who come up to greet you in the morning. You've got the toilets. There's water down there, so if you need potable drinking water, you've got that set up down there. And as you said, if they need a shower or want a shower, then you've got the showers in town.
Yes.
And it's only a kilometre. I mean, I've walked from the camping area to here, and it probably only took us 10 minutes to walk it. So it's not like it's out in the middle of nowhere.
That's right.
And once they do get here, as you said, you've got facilities. You've got a beautiful cafe, which is run by Becky.
Yes.
And you've got this general store.
Yes.
So the general store pretty much caters... You've got everything here, really.
People we have.
Need supplies. You've got it all here.
We've got Nella Walker across the road.
The gallery?
The gallery, yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I don't know a great lot, but to be quite honest, even though they've been here, it was originally the post office.
Okay.
And that's now down in another street. Bill and Judith run that, and they run it very successfully. Bill does tours,
mm-hmm.
and but yeah, I think there's quite a lot. I haven't been in there much, but I haven't had any the need to
okay.
be quite honest. But yeah, they're a lovely couple, and yeah.
And then you've got the Heritage Centre. Now that's an interesting place.
The Heritage Centre is I'm very involved with the Heritage Centre, and. And I love it, and I love the history. I think the sad part is that we threw all these things out when we got the more modernised, or
exactly.
whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
but it's great to see and what it was used for. But we're also now got Delver Park, where a lot of our bigger, like old tractors and different things that they used on the farm, that's set up down there in Delver Park.
Okay. So to go into either the Heritage Centre or Delver Park, there's fees for that? There's a charge? Or is
no,
it...
no, there's not. You can give a gold coin donation in the Heritage if you want to.
Of course.
And leave a donation down in the... down at the camping grounds if you want to, but you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And that just goes back into, you know, doing different things that we want in town. We're, as I said, we're virtually an old people's town, so a lot of us are sort of getting around in gophers or whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
So therefore our guttering in our streets is sort of doesn't help some of them. So that's our next big project, to see if we can easy access for them to get there. Scooters or whatever you want to call them up. Yeah.
So these two annual events you mentioned, when are they to be held?
The Heritage Day is on the 29th of June.
Right.
And it goes practically all day. It's a demonstration of watching a dog work sheep, plus shearing sheep. And then we have chocolate wheel.
A chocolate wheel?
Chocolate wheel.
Okay, and yes.
We... been donated one of those to the Heritage, so we fixed it up and we run it last year very successfully, and it was very...
A nice little fundraiser for the town?
It was. And then we have stalls. This year we're going to have a cross-cut saw demonstration, and yeah, we have a lot of things happening on the day, and we have lunch and morning tea. So, yeah, that's our one fundraiser for the year for the Heritage. It helps pay our rates and it's all volunteered, you know. We,
yes.
There's six or seven of us volunteer each day there and, yeah. But it's, you know, we have a... This little town during the summer, you know, you don't see travellers, but for that 6 months when it's cooler,
yes.
We get a lot of travellers and...
A lot of travellers coming through.
Coming through, yes.
And I imagine the best thing for the town would be the free camping area down at Wollum Creek.
Definitely.
Because they can stay there for free. Is there a time limit? Can they stay there for a week or do they have 1 or 2 days? What's the rules?
I don't know, to be quite honest.
Okay.
But I know that some have stayed, you know, more than a week or so. And we don't put a time limit on it.
Yes.
Because, you know, if they come up to the shop and buy a bottle of milk or go to the cafe...
Of course.
And of course, our hotel, well, that's the hub of the town. And but it opens up at 3 in the afternoon and well, I think it might open a little bit more now. But yes, of course, you've got to have that little hotel in the town, haven't you?
Absolutely, you do. Yeah. You do indeed. Yeah. So it's a great little place to visit, listeners. You've got the free camping. They've got toilets down there. They've got potable water to drink with or replenish your water tanks. Showers in the town, which is only 10 minutes from the car park, from the caravan, or from the campground. And well worth spending a few days here.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Barbara, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
And you too.
One of the locals, listeners, she's been here most of her life. And if you need to know anything about Bolland, check out the Heritage Centre. And if you're lucky and Barbara's on the front counter there, she can give you the full history of the town. Thank you so much for your time. We're going to wind this up now. Do you have a favourite Australian singer or band? I'd love to play a song for you.
Well, we'd have to put old Slim in that one, Slim Dusty.
Old Slim, yes. Yes, he certainly is the king, though he's left us some years ago, but he's still one of the greats. Favourite song by Slim?
Leave Him in the Long Yard.
Leave Him in the Long Yard. Good choice, Barbara. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Stick around, listeners. We'll be back with more of Roman Oz straight after Slim Dusty's Leave Him in the Long Yard.
Yes, he's looking kind of jaded, and his sight is not the best, and the hair around his muzzle's turning grey. He has seen 100 musters, and I think it's only fair that we leave him in the long yard here today. He was broken in the 60s, maybe 63 or 4. Never faltered, always seemed to be on hand. Never have I seen him beaten by a bullock in the bush. And at night watch he was pick of all the land. So leave him out there in the long yard, do not rush him. Leave him out there with his mate, the bully bay. Leave him there till after smoke, oh, then we'll catch him. Pull his tail and turn him out today. Yes, he's looking kind of jaded, and his sight is not the best, and the hair around his muzzle's turning grey. He has seen 100 musters, and I think it's only fair that we leave him in the long yard here today. He's entitled to some kindness in return for all he's been. Now he's failing and his step is getting slow. Let him squander his last summers by the river with his mates, in the paddock where the sweetest grasses grow. So leave him out there in the long yard, do not rush him. Leave him out there with his mate, the bully bay. With his mate that he can graze and he can laze with. Leave him there and we will turn him out today. Leave him out there in the long yard, do not rush him. Leave him out there with his mate, the bully bay. With his mate that he can graze and he can laze with. Oh, leave him there and we will turn him out today. Leave him there and we will turn him out today.
Oh, there you go, listeners. That is the late, great Slim Dusty, the king of Australian country music, with one of his classic songs, Leave Him in the Long Yard. Before our next guest comes to join us on the program, I'm going to play a song by Mick Lindsay. Now, Mick Lindsay is the headlining artist at the Thargomindah Shearers Shindig, and I'm going to play a song by him, which is a cover version of a Darrell Braithwaite classic. The song is called The Horses. And straight after this, folks, we've got Gerda. And she is from the Thargomindah Tourist Information Centre.
We will fly, we're up high, to where the cold wind blows. We're in the sun, just laughing, having fun. All the people that she knows. And if the situations keep us separated, you know the world won't fall apart. And you will free the beautiful bird that's caught inside your heart. Can't you hear her as she cries so loud? Cast a wild
way up in the sky, little dog.
you hear her as she cries so loud, cast a wild note over water and cloud. That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. We'll go riding on the horses, yeah, yeah. Way up in the sky, little darling. And if you fall, I'll pick you up, I'll pick you up.
G'day people, Phil C here, allaussieradio.com.au, now on YouTube, and we are at Thargaminda Tourist Information Centre, and I've come in for some assistance. Now, what's your name, darling?
My name's Gerda.
Gerda, there you are, folks. Did I say that right?
You did say that right.
I did say that right. Don't ask me to do it again. Now, what can people expect to see when they come to Thargaminda?
Well, we've got quite a bit going on in our little town.
Okay.
You can have a look at our map here,
yes.
And you can see we've got completely sealed footpaths all the way around town.
Okay.
Now, it's lovely to go for a little walk of an afternoon, of an evening as well, because they're all lit up with solar lights.
Yes.
Along the river, we have Pelican Point. That's our picnic area. And then we have some attractions in town that are operated by a swipe card.
Swipe card. Explain this to us.
So you purchase a swipe card from us.
Okay.
And then that'll give you access to the inside of the buildings, the hydropower plant, the old jail and the old hospital.
Fantastic.
And it will also activate documentaries and holograms and projections. Like the old hospital, every room has its own sort of a theme. We have a doctor's theme and a nurse's theme, and there's a ghost story in there. And then the main ward has a main documentary about the history of the hospital. The hydropower plant is our little claim to fame. You've heard of London, Paris, Thargaminda?
I know. Tell us about it. I have heard of it, but tell our viewers, our listeners.
All right. Well, we were the first in Australia, third in the world, to produce electricity through hydropower.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So the backstory on that is all in the hydropower plant. They will tell you all about it there. The documentary will tell you about the history and how it actually works and what they've done. And then there's also a hologram story there, which is nice to have a look at. Of an evening, you can go for a lovely walk. There's a deck around the outside, and if you watch the sun go down there, it's really nice. It's just out of town, so no light pollution, and it's a lovely sunset.
Very romantic. So,
lovely and romantic. Take a little wine with you or a beer. Yeah, take your wife with you.
I was about to say, you're free tonight. So how much does it cost for the swipe card?
$8 per person.
And do you have to have it back within a certain amount of time? How does it work?
Not really. You just hold on to it for the time that you're in Thargaminda, and then every stop has a drop box. You just pop it in there and be on your way.
Simple.
You can always come back and visit us if that's what you like to do and pick up a few souvenirs. We have lots of souvenirs here with Thargaminda on it, and
Fabulous.
It's great. You can put a sticker on your car and you can spread the word that Thargo's not too bad of a town to come and visit.
Now, before I wind this up, I detect an accent. You're obviously not born in Thargaminda.
No, I'm not.
So where do you come from?
I'm a backpacker from way back.
Okay.
And I'm from Holland, from the Netherlands.
And how does a person from the Netherlands wind up in Thargaminda?
Well, I, like I said, was backpacking.
Okay.
And I wanted to come to the outback. And I started working near Cloncurry on a cattle station. And that's where I met my husband.
Okay.
And a long story short, we married, had children and settled just out of town here on the property. We're on a sheep and cattle station here. And I come in here and do this every now and again.
So how long have you been here?
Just about 20 years now.
About 20 years. Yeah. Have you ever been back to your homeland?
Yes.
And your husband and children?
Yeah. Yeah, but, actually going this year. We're spending Christmas in Europe this year, so, yeah.
There you go. Fabulous.
Yeah. Not often because it's pricey, especially with a big family, but, you know.
Okay.
You got to go and visit Europe every now and again and keep the kids in touch with their, you know, heritage over there.
Of course, so. Of course. But Australia is the greatest country in the world, wouldn't you look, agree?
I would
it's
have,
got everything.
I would have to agree on that. I hope no one will listen to this that is from Holland, but I do really, really like Australia. And this is home. I've lived here longer now in my adult life than I ever have in Holland. So.
Fair enough. Yeah. So you're never going to go back?
No.
And you're just here now, Thargaminda, and working in the Tourist Information Centre and helping all the tourists. How many do you get through? Like, this is coming into your busy season, or what's your busy season?
Our busy season is the winter time. It gets pretty hot here in summer, and winter season is just beautiful. It cools down quite a bit at night, so you can have a nice campfire and have a drink around the campfire. But then during the day, you walk around in your T-shirt, and it's really nice and warm, and you can look at all the things quite comfortably. In summertime... Look, it's still nice, but it does get very hot here.
Yeah.
So
what's very hot? What's the temperatures?
Oh, look, it can get above 40.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's you can have peaks above 40, yeah, but definitely 35 plus.
But you do have a swimming pool in town.
Yes.
How long has that been there?
Oh, goodness me. Well, as long as I've been here anyway.
Okay. And what's the population of Thargaminda?
Population of Thargaminda would probably be about 150 in town and then 300 of the whole of the Buller Shire. Okay. That's an approximate number.
That's fine.
Number.
Yep. Yes, I'm just asking you approximates.
Yeah.
This is unrehearsed, folks. You're doing really well.
Very unrehearsed.
You're doing really well. Well, look, I'm just going to say thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
No problem.
And
nice
you're going
to meet
out to the Shearer Shindy?
Absolutely. I'll be there. I'll be selling you pig races tickets and, auctioning off these little piggies.
So what else happens at Thargaminda's Shearer Shindy?
Well, I'll give you a program to take with you, but we have market stalls. We have Mick Lindsay performing Friday night and Saturday night. We have Flux Entertainment doing a pyro show.
Yes.
Like I said, pig races, and then, of course, the quick shears.
Yes.
We have some of the best shearers in Australia and New Zealand coming to Thargaminda for this event, and it's action-packed. It's going to be fantastic to come and have a look at.
First prize for that is $10,000 for the men, and I think the ladies is $7,000. Is that correct? Roughly, those numbers
roughly,
are about...
yes. I would have to double-check that. Like I said, I've just come in...
But I've got to ask, why do you think the men get paid more than the women? I mean, it's the same job.
It is, isn't it?
But one for the girls.
Yeah,
How come? What's going on here?
Well, actually, we have completely upped our prices. So with that in mind, we have actually leveled the playing field a little bit more this year.
Okay.
And we are probably one of the few ones that have a complete women's competition.
Right.
So,
So the men
I thought we were doing quite well.
The men will be competing against the men and the ladies about the ladies.
Well, the opens is for anyone.
Yep.
So we just have a separate ladies, but the opens is for anyone.
So what about yourself? You see yourself as a shearer or,
really.
Or your husband?
No, we do run... We actually, my husband and myself, we supply the merino sheep for the shindig.
Okay.
So we do that side of it.
Okay.
So we'll be trucking them in and then taking them home.
Fabulous.
Yep.
All right. So I look forward to seeing you out there on Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday this week. It'll be fantastic. Come and check it out.
Thank you so much, folks. There's Phil C, Roman Oz, and all AussieRadio.com.au. Thank you so much, Gerda. Did I say it right?
Yep, Go getter.
Now, we're going to have to wind this up. I'd love to play you a song. Do you have a favourite Australian artist or band?
Oh, that's a good question. There's so many good Australian artists. How about we play something by Mick Lindsay, our artist that is playing at the Shindig?
Absolutely.
On Friday and Saturday night.
Sensational idea. What sort of song? Have you got a favourite by him?
Well, do you have the song After Party?
I've got everything.
Excellent.
Everything Australian, we've got it.
All right, let's go with that.
Okay, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
No problem, thank you.
There you go, listeners. We'll be back with more of Roman Oz straight after Mick Lindsay's After Party.
your girlfriends think this party's got it going on, but the only thing that's got it going on is your date night dress and your lipstick red. Been thinking about kissing it off. I know we just walked in, we've only had one beer, already shutting it down, closing it out. I'm all about getting on out of here. You got me thinking right now about a bottle and a blanket back in my house, getting all lit up on the couch. Whoa-oh, me and you alone, turning off the phones, seeing where it goes. See you dancing on the kitchen floor in one of my shirts. Top 40 singing, making up the words. So come on, girl, tell them all later on you're sorry. Let me take you to the after party. Give you the VIP treatment, baby, all night long. And the only cover will be the one we're under later on. If you want, I know we just got here, but honey, I can't wait. We got somewhere to be, just you and me. Feels like we're already running late. I'm thinking right now about a bottle and a blanket back in my. Whoa-oh, me and you alone, turning off the phones, seeing where it goes. See you dancing on the kitchen floor in one of my shirts. Top 40 singing, making up the words. So come on, girl, tell them all later on you're sorry. Let me take you to the after party. Taking you back to my house. Whoa, yeah, you got me thinking right now about a bottle and a blanket back in my house, getting all lit up on the couch. Whoa, me and you alone, turning off the phones, seeing where it goes. See you dancing on the kitchen floor in one of my shirts. Top 40 singing, making up the words. So come on, girl, tell them all later on you're sorry. Let me take you to the after party. Let me take you to the after party. Let me take you to the after party.
Oh, g'day listeners, Phil C here, allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. And we're at the Shearer Shindig with the two winners. The male and female winner. Now, we spoke with the male winner earlier, and that's Imran
Sullivan.
How you going, Imran?
Yeah, good, good.
My friend, I asked you how you thought you were going to go right before it started, and you said, oh, I'm going to do my best. Did you think you'd win?
Oh, well, I tried to. I didn't get the fastest time. No. Tipunetsu Fata got the fastest time, but
he did.
Just a bit unlucky there for him. Yeah.
Yeah, but you won it.
Yeah, I won it. Yeah.
Well, he beat you by a couple of what?
Yeah, three or four seconds. Yeah, it's a lot of time.
It is a lot. But you still came through.
Yeah.
I had faith in you, mate. I should have bid on you in the auction.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Next time.
Yeah. And now your partner, Emma. Yeah. How you going, my dear?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Fantastic. And you had the fastest time in the trials, like in the heats.
Yes, in the heats.
And how do you feel you went here? I mean, you won it, but you were expecting to win it, or?
Well, I was hoping to. Same thing with me. Another girl, Chloe Sweek, she got a faster time as well, but just unlucky too.
Fair enough.
The way these things go, I guess.
So how long have you been shearing?
About 5 years, I think. Yeah.
5 years. Yep. Okay. Yep. So you guys have been together for about that long?
No, we've been together for nine, ten years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a long time.
Hey, so she didn't meet you in a shed then, in a shearing shed?
Oh, she sort of met me after one of these things. Yeah.
Okay.
After speech here. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So shearing's really competitive. Why would you want to be a shearer, Emma?
I think I was just getting a bit sick of rousing or wool handling, and I just wanted to change, so I just thought I'd give it a go.
Okay, and now you're cracking out some really hot times, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, the difference between you two guys is about 5 seconds.
Yeah, not a lot.
So is this making you worry that, she might compete?
Yeah, well, if she starts coming up and starts being competitive, I might have to fake an injury or something.
Fair enough. So,
So how many sheep do you do on a day? About as many as, not as many as Imran?
No, not as many, no. Nah. Good day I do 200.
Okay,
yeah.
And you're around 240?
Yeah, around there, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
So great, and you're both travelling together, working in the same shed?
Yeah, working in the same shed. She's up here classing at the moment, yeah, okay. So she's not even really shearing at the moment, she's just shearing.
Yeah. She's won a lot of money tonight.
Yeah,
so
definitely. It's crazy, honestly, and her father won tonight too.
Yeah, won the veterans.
Yeah, and the veterans, so it was a clean sweep for our car.
Yeah.
So there's shearing in the family, obviously.
Yeah,
yes, definitely, yes.
And I guess when you two decide to have some little ones, do you think there'll be shearers?
Yeah, doctors. Doctors.
Doctors.
Dolphin trainers.
Dolphin trainers. Harley mechanics.
Doctors or dolphin trainers.
No. But you guys are making more money than doctors.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, whatever they choose to do, but they'll be in this industry because we're in it a lot. So.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, look, congratulations, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Thank you.
And you too, congratulations.
Nah, awesome.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
We're going to wind it up now. Yep. You asked for some ACDC.
Yep.
Your lady wants Slim Dusty.
Yep.
You like opposites, aren't you?
Oh, opposites
you're
attract,
into
you know?
Rock, yeah. Country. So you want some Slim Dusty?
Sure.
And yep. A track called Charleville.
She's from Charleville.
I'm from Charleville.
Yep.
Very good. Yep.
Fantastic, yeah. Fantastic. And you're from Victoria?
Yeah. We both live in Hamilton now, but yeah.
You've got a heck of an accent from Victoria.
Oh, God, there's a heck of Kiwis down there. Maori.
Yeah, hang around a lot of them.
Fair enough. All right, well, I'm going to wrap this up now. Thank you so much for taking time.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for coming over.
We're going to be back with more of Roman Oz. This is straight after Slim Dusty's Charleville.
Yes, he's looking kind of jaded, and his sight is not the best, and the hair around his muzzle's turning gray. He has seen 100 musters, and I think it's only fair that we leave him in the long yard here today. He was broken in the 60s, maybe 63 or 4, never faltered, always seemed to be on hand. Never have I seen him beaten by a bullock in the bush, and at night watch he was pick of all the land. So leave him out there in the long yard, do not rush him. Leave him out there with his mate, the bully bay. Leave him there till after smoke, oh, then we'll catch him. Pull his tail and turn him out today. Yes, he's looking kind of jaded, and his sight is not the best, and the hair around his muzzle's turning gray. He has seen 100 musters, and I think it's only fair that we leave him in the long yard here today. He's entitled to some kindness in return for all he's been. Now he's failing and his step is getting slow. Let him squander his last summers by the river with his mates, in the paddock where the sweetest grasses grow. So leave him out there in the long yard, do not rush him. Leave him out there with his mate, the bully bay. With his mate that he can graze and he can laze with. Leave him there and we will turn him out today. Leave him out there in the long yard, do not rush him. Leave him out there with his mate, the bully bay. With his mate that he can graze and he can laze with. Oh, leave him there and we will turn him out today. Leave him there and we will turn him out today.
We hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page or allaussieradio.com.au.
Tune in next week for more Roman Oz.